Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching again today. I wanted to talk a little bit about, why does your wife turn you down for sex or for intimacy when you try to initiate? What's going on there? How can you resolve that problem? And so there are a million different reasons or, tools and techniques that you can find on the internet as to why or why not, and what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and all that sort of stuff. Really, I just want to focus on one thing, and that is that when it's so important to you, it creates such a lot of pressure, it creates such a lot of tension in your body that it feels just disgusting kind of to her. It's like, this tension that I can feel from you is, it's palpable, and she's picking up on it all the time, and there's pretty much no way that you can get her to relax. And if she can't relax, then she can't turn towards you and open up, and the chances of intimacy and sex are pretty much non-existent. Yes, there are a whole load of things that you can learn about which will help you relax and help her relax. But the most important thing is checking in with yourself, right? How am I feeling in this moment? Am I feeling tense? Am I feeling tentative? Am I feeling nervous? Why do I need, am I feeling a need to initiate intimacy here? Or can I look at this situation and relax a little bit and just see if I can't, maybe have a good interaction, maybe have a laugh, maybe have a connection that isn't necessarily that sexual, but is, but is still intimate, and it still builds some foundation towards some kind of deeper intimacy sometime in the future, but I'm not too worried about exactly when that's going to be. I know it's hard. I know that we have this, it's like the clock that's cranking up in between when you've last had sex and when you next have sex. And the pressure rises as that goes along. And then when you do have sex, suddenly everything is reset. And, what's really going on there is we've put so much importance on that physical level of intimacy. And there are so many different types of intimacy that you can have in relationships: spiritual, emotional, intellectual. Physical is just one of those, and oftentimes physical comes after one or more of the other types of intimacy. And so how can you get yourself back to that place of relaxation, place of being able to play and engage with her, where it's easy, where you're not tentative, where you're not worried about what's going to come out of this, but just, I'm going to enjoy this interaction one way or another, and I'm going to show up as me and just see what happens. The myriad of reasons as to why she may say no, why she may turn you down, they do have something to do with you, and that's one of the things that I'm talking about with you now, but there are a million other reasons that are nothing to do with you, and we can often take this, rejection, take this knockback, and make it about ourselves, make it mean something about us. And a lot of the time, actually, it doesn't. It's got nothing to do with us at all. It's much more about where she is, how she's feeling, how tired she is, what's going on in the back of her mind, the list of stuff she's got to do. So again, how can you find a way to be really relaxed so that you can just enjoy connecting with her in whatever way she's able to in that moment? Once the connection's there, once you're, enjoying each other's company or relaxed with each other, then maybe you can have a laugh. And once you've had a laugh, then maybe you can, maybe things can be a little bit closer. It builds, it's gradual, and so being rushed, being pressured does not set up that situation. In fact, it often creates the opposite. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to give to you today, guys. I hope it was useful. Again, we've got a UK retreat coming up in April. There's a retreat in Mexico in March. And we also have one penciled in now for Australia. So if you're in any of those locations, we'd love to see you. Information about those will be in the description below this video. Other than that, we'd love to see you come and join our live coaching roundtable, or if you want something a little bit more direct, a little bit more focused, and a quicker change in your situation, in your relationship, then get in touch. We'll give you a free call just to give you some support and see if we can help you know what your next direction or next piece of action, next decision to make, next direction to take. We'd love to help you with this, so get in touch. Steve and I will get back to you as quick as we can, and we'll set you off on a new direction as soon as we can. Okay, take care, guys. See ya. Bye.